That whole feral clan, that mountain they're on, none of it's any good. We don't go up there. They ain't supposed to come down here.
There is a reason that we can't get them off that mountain. You think you can survive a winter up there? How about 200?
Yeah, we told you, boy!
Stay the hell away from our mountain.
They know how to stick together. They are a family. The harder we try to push, the tougher they are gonna get.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike. Welcome to another interview here on Variety Radio Online. If you've been following us for the past couple of days, we've been talking about it and talking about it. We've been talking about The Outsiders, yes. Actually, I'm going to be talking to two wonderful guys. Ryan Hurst is here on the phone, and Kyle Gallner's on the phone. What's up, guys?
How are you doing?
What's up, man?
So, Ryan, you've been doing a lot of stuff in the past. You got Sons of Anarchy, Remember the Titans, Saving Private Ryan. You got and the list goes on. Kyle, the Finest Hours. You just finished Nightmare on Elm Street, Veronica Mars. List goes on for you guys. I guess for Ryan first,
Band of Robbers. Don't forget Band of Robbers.
Yes, Band of Robbers. I saw a bunch of those interviews. Can I forget about that? So you guys, Ryan first, what do you do to, like, chill out and relax when you're not working?
Oh, I'm a pretty laid-back guy to begin with. But I when I'm not working, I yoga, and then I do a little bit of skydiving. You know, that's my bag.
Wow. I've never jumped out of a perfectly good airplane. I don't think I could do that.
As they say in skydiving, there are no perfectly good airplanes.
What about you, Kyle? What do you do to chill out?
I'm a dad. I don't have much time to chill out. I spend time with my kids and my family, and every once in a while I can either bring them with me or kind of sneak away and go on a hike or go rock climbing a little bit or just whatever I can do.
Well, that's cool. Well, we're here today to talk about WGN's America's Outsiders. I just want to tell you guys, I'm a huge fan of the show. It is freaking awesome. I just caught this week's episode last night. Holy crap balls. It's nuts. Of course, it airs every Tuesday at 9 p.m. on WGN America. I took it to the internet for some questions from the fans. And I have some questions here for you guys. The first one here comes from Feral Territory at Outsiders WGN Fan. Kyle, this one's to you. It says,
yeah.
I want to know how cramped his hand got while having to wrap his two fingers day after day.
there was a learning curve. It was definitely more cramped when it was in the bandage. Mm-hmm. As soon as we got that glove on, there was a little more breathing room. And I would just kind of take it on and off throughout the day. So it wasn't too bad. But taking it on and off throughout the day can cause problems. There was one scene where we shot about half the scene, and then Christina looks down and goes, you have all your fingers. I was like, what? Holy shit. We totally forgot to put the glove back on. So I didn't take it off as much after that.
Got it. Okay. Ryan, here's a question for you. Same people asked you this. He answered a tweet of mine a couple of weeks ago about his favorite tattoo that he designed for the show. And it said it was one on his chest that we hadn't seen yet. We get a glimpse of it this week. So what I want to know is, now that we got a glimpse of his chest tattoo, can he tell us what the tattoo means? It's symbolism.
It's deer horns, and there's a small chalice, a wooden chalice, that they are sort of coming out of, and then inscribed on the chalice is an old Nordic, it's a play on an old Nordic rune, which symbolizes fearlessness. And it's kind of, I'm not going to give away too much, but it's like, it's just kind of, if you look through any sort of old sort of iconography books about what the deer represents, the deer, in everything from Nordic mythology to Buddhist mythologies, it represents, the the heart and the gentleness of the heart and you know, whether it's, you can, you know, ascribe any meaning that you want to a chalice, and then, you know, a nice old, you know, just a Nordic rune for fearlessness, gentleness and fearlessness is kind of what I was trying to bring to a little posture.
Got it. All right. Next question. This is coming from Lauren Steen at Lauren Kataya 61. Kyle, she wants to know what has been the most challenging about portraying Hassel, the physical or emotional scenes?
The most challenging. Hassel's a lot of fun. I enjoy every day I get to slip into that guy. So the challenging thing was just kind of creating him and finding the balance of, you know, like Ryan said, there's the gentleness and there's the fearlessness, and it was kind of striking the balance of creating this guy who's very, very likable, and, you know, or who I was hoping was likable, and kind and sweet, and I think kind of funny, and then at the same time very savage, and really buying that balance without it feeling like it was too much of a, you know, on the nose kind of cliche. It was really just, okay, this is what I think a battle should be, and how do I embody that? Mm-hmm. It was really just coming up with who he was. It was a challenge. It was a lot of fun. And then physically, it would be the fight scene with James. I had thrown my back out about 2 days before that. Like, my back was about on the bottom, was swollen about like an inch off of my body, just because the muscle was totally destroyed. So I did that whole fight scene with the thrown out back. It was literally, when my adrenaline would slow down, my legs would buckle until like we got jacked up to do it again. So physically, that was the hardest part.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, so Ryan, here's a question for you from the same person. How is Ryan juggling Outsiders and Bates Motel, and does he see similarities in those characters?
The only similarity is that they're both played by me. I mean, no, we shoot at different times of the year, so all of that's fine. But no, there's not a lot of similarities between Chick and Little. Is, you know, Chick is a wackadoo. He's you know, he's Felix the Cat on steroids. You know, he's totally unpredictable, and Little Foster is, you know, is a codependent wet blanket. You know, so they couldn't be any more different.
Right. Okay, and this was coming. Question here coming from a friend of mine, Jesus at Dysfunctional on Twitter. Ryan, he wants to know what has been some exciting parts of such a suspenseful action series.
This show is so fun to begin with.
I bet.
You know, I think when we all read the script, it was so completely different. You know, I was reading an article where they were talking about, you know, WGN and their affinity for creating, you know, for world building. It's finding creators who are good world builders. Mm-hmm. And this is like such a brilliant version of that. It's a modern day piece that feels, you know, like it could happen, but it's totally fictional, and it's totally, you know, out of left field. And that's what I find most exciting, is that you have this, you know, this clan of people who, you know, are just, you know, what's the word that I'm looking for? Who are just complete madmen, you know, and at the same time, we get to, you know, learn about an entire culture. You get to invent all of the customs, you get to invent their way of life, their history, their tradition, their own language, you know, what's important to them, what's taboo to them. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you're cutting, you know, when you cut down the mountain, you know, you have a, you know, a sheriff with very real problems.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether they're, it's an oxy problem or is, you know, is his family problems with his son. You know, there's no other show out there right now where you feel like you're watching, you know, Game of Thrones, and also, just a very real, hour-long drama. So
right.
That's the fun part for me. It's just the dichotomy of what we're bringing to the screen.
Gotcha. Kyle, here's the last question.
Yeah.
Here's the last question. What's been the most difficult challenge in portraying this feral clan, the mountain people?
Well, I think it's, you know, it goes, lot of it goes back to like what Ryan said, and I think it's a challenge, but it was a good challenge. Mm-hmm. It was you know, getting everybody together and being like, okay, who are we? Mm-hmm. You know, who are we as a people? What do we believe in? What do we stand for? What are, you know, like you said, what are our customs? What are our, you know, what do we like? What are our dislikes? You know, that was kind of the most challenging thing was trying to take what was already on the page and then build on it. So, you know, we had this groundwork, and then there were, you know, little details that as actors we wanted to fill in, whether it was specific to our character, if we had an idea, you know, that would represent us as a people. And I think as you watch the series and as the series goes on, you've gotten some insight into who we are and our customs, and you watch that grow. And I think it's only growing more and more with each episode. And that was, you know, that was really a group effort, you know, all the way from the writers, you know, creators, everybody to the actors. So that was the challenge. You'd think it would be easy to be like, well, you can do anything you want. It's not really. But, you know, but there were rules, you know, there were things we had to come up with. And then, you know, not only that, say somebody came up with something on one day and you weren't filming that day, mm-hmm. you know, you got to be kept up to speed to be like, oh, no, your people don't do that anymore. You're like, oh, okay. So it was cool, just kind of creating the Bible, you know, the Bible of who these people are, creating the world of the Pharaohs. That was the most challenging, but also the most exciting part.
I bet. So on that answer there, I mean, did you guys really get to – I mean, it's like if you're doing a cop movie, you do ride-alongs. I mean, this right here seems like Mad Max crazy in the mountains. Did you have any kind of, hey, let's go hang out with these people and see how it works? Did y'all, was that anything like that at all?
Thomas got to do that. Thomas went down and hung out with, I'm pretty sure, with like the sheriff's department and, mm-hmm. and just a handful of people down in Kentucky. I personally didn't get to. I didn't really get to do any of that. I bought about like 100 books.
Right.
I did a lot of research.
Right.
That was the extent of what I was able to do. I wasn't really able to sneak off at any point to get any of that done.
Gotcha. Ryan, were you able to do anything, or is it just all books and kind of just talking amongst the cast?
No, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, when it's such an original concept and you're playing a character, mm-hmm. and we're all playing characters that are so sort of different. Everybody sort of shows up with like, oh God, like what are we actually doing? Then you show up and you start to see everybody's costume. And then you go to this set that's been worked on for the last 8 months that looks phenomenal.
Yes.
And you just, when you're all sort of thrown in it together, it finds like a homeostasis, you know, real quick,
right.
amongst like everybody, kind of like, oh, this is what we're making. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's only so much you can do, you know, when you're playing a genuinely fictional culture. You know, is any yeah. sort of any research that you do on your own is only going to be useful to you, and that's not necessarily always useful to the group.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. What? It would have been tricky to go find a real life hassle, I think.
Yeah, that would be. So as you two are like fans of the show, I'm sure, and we talked about Wade earlier, as fans, how do y'all feel about Wade's situation? Like when y'all are watching it, I mean, do y'all, what goes through y'all's mind when you see his situations?
What I love watching is, first of all, Thomas is fucking amazing.
Yes, agreed.
He's just phenomenal.
Yeah, that dude's ridiculous.
Absolutely. And second of all, like me as a viewer, what I really like is what is having a main character mm-hmm. who is so fragile. Is I don't remember the last time that I watched the show where, you know, you're identifying with somebody who is so out of it, mm-hmm. you know, and just seems like they're barely hanging on, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I love to experience. Is I think it grounds the show so wonderfully in a very human dilemma that allows, you know, the people up on the mountain to do kind of crazier stuff, you know, riding ATVs down into stores and whatever. But is his performance and also his character brings this very uneasy fragility to the show that I'm a huge fan of watching.
Nice. What about you, Kyle?
I agree with everything that man just said.
listening to Ryan, I was like, that's a damn good answer. I would just say same thing.
How do you improve on perfection? You know what I mean?
Awesome. Well, I think that's it, guys. Of course, if you're not watching the show, people, you should. Airs on WGN America. It's called The Outsiders. It is freaking awesome. It's like freaking Sons of Anarchy meets freaking Mad Max. It's just all this week's episode was crazy. I know the finale airs April 19th. I can't wait to see. Now, real quick before I go. Now, I've noticed that in the show, it's kind of like, you know, everybody's doing their own thing. There's different stories. Does it ever come together where everybody's together? Like Kyle and Ryan, y'all aren't really, your characters aren't really together a lot of the times because he's dealing with Sally Ann and the brother and all that stuff. Do you guys ever get a chance to like almost work together in a sense, kind of, or does it come together?
Not so much, you know, there's everybody's sort of compartmentalized this season. Hopefully in the second season there, you know, we get to mix it up a little bit. But no, everybody's off on their own more. You know, I mean, everybody intermingles a little bit near the end of the season, but I'd say, you know, we're hoping, especially between Kyle and I, we've talked about it a lot, is we really hope to do much more stuff together the second season.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think the worlds will, I think everybody will come together a bit more in the second season. I think the first season was a good, you know, establishing everybody's lives and stories and everything. And like Ryan said, I think the second season would leave much more room for everybody to really come together.
Yeah, because I saw the tweets last night. Now that, you know, Big Foster's in charge, and after Hassel's thrown that feral wine in his face, people are a little concerned. People are a little concerned, like, oh, what's going to happen? So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I just want to thank you guys once again for taking the time. People, once again, that are listening on the internet, you have to watch the show, WGN America. It airs Tuesdays at 9 p.m. The finale's on April 19th, so you got plenty of time to catch up. Good luck on everything. I'm going to continue watching the show. I'm going to keep spreading the word. And have a good day, guys.
Beautiful. Appreciate it, man. You too.
Tuesday on WGN America. If you're looking for a show to fill that Sons of Anarchy size hole in your heart, Outsiders will do the trick.
They know how to stick together. They are a family. And the harder we try to push, the tougher they're going to get.
When do you think you'll be able to convince them to relocate?
That's like never.
You come up that mountain, you ain't coming back down.
Outsiders, all new, Tuesday, 9, 8 Central, only on WGN America.